Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. If you're a visitor or a friend, just a guest here at Agape, we pray that you feel at home now. Well, we believe there's one Lord, there's one faith. The scripture says there's one baptism. There's one God, the Father of all, who's above all, he's through all. Most of all, he is in. And that's all. And for that, we say, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, the Bible says, Elder Mackey preached it a couple of weeks ago, let the redeemed.
That the Lord says, say so.
All right, come on, don't leave me by myself. My voice is not all the way back. I said, let the redeemed of the Lord
say so. Watch the news and just listen to other people's woes, and you realize how blessed we really are. So let us stand for our scripture reading, which this afternoon we're going to the second epistle of John. If somebody said, I thought John only had one book. Actually, John has four books. Well, we're going to go to the second epistle of John. They're short books, and one of the messages that John echoes to all of his writing is that God is love, and he deals with the spirit of truth. Through all of John's writing, through the Gospel of John, through 1 John, 2 John, he even writes to Gaius, he deals with the principle of truth. Amen. And that's what we want to focus this afternoon on living in the truth. You can live in a whole lot of things. But we want to focus on living in the truth, because the Lord himself said, ye shall know the truth. You shall know the truth.
And it's not like people say, it'll set you free. No, God said, when you know the truth, it will make you free. Amen. There's something about the truth. Too many saints of God all bound up can't be loose because they don't walk in truth. When you walk in the truth, you don't have to go by what anybody else says, because the scripture says God will make you free. Well, how can God make us free? Because the Lord is that spirit. Well, how did you get messed up trying to figure out who Jesus is? He said the Lord is what? That spirit. What is that spirit? The Holy Ghost. So you might have to figure it out. It's in the book. The Lord is that spirit, but what we want to focus on is where the spirit of the Lord is, that is, we're free. Amen. No lower chains holding me. God has set us free. We're going to start off in verse 4. We're going to read verse 4 with a clue by reading verse 11 together. Amen. Now, I tried to ask somebody to read for me last week. Like the down south, say, read. Right? Means you have some energy with this reading. But y'all don't know how to do it, so I have to read to myself. Amen. Everybody know how to do it, right? You do? All right, that's just a killer reading. Oh, you got to do it. All right, verse 4 reads, I rejoice greatly that I found my children walking in truth. The children are walking in what? Truth. Remember, the truth will make you
free.
Not set you free, might allow you free, but the truth will make you free. I found my children
walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, Lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful testimonies. Lord, we thank you for the songs of praise. Lord, we thank you most of all that ye are in this place. And Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you to give us an ear to hear what, not what the preacher said, but what the Spirit would say unto the church. Now, Lord, we ask you to send your Spirit of anointing. Lord, may it search every heart. Lord God, may it search every mind. And Lord, may the anointing speak to break yokes. Lord, to set at liberty them that are bound. Lord, may it loose the captive. Lord, may your Spirit open the eyes of those that are spiritually blinded. Lord, may your Spirit, Lord God, touch in the name of Jesus and heal the brokenhearted. That Lord, you know who needs to be touched this afternoon. Lord, if there any saved, Lord, if there any backsliders, Lord, we ask you, may the Spirit of conviction bring them to the altar. Lord, we ask you to do this, for we realize that no man can come unto you except your Spirit draw. Now bless. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Today we're dealing with the truth. Amen. Not dealing with a lie, not dealing with hypocrisy, but the truth. Let us go back to verse 8. This thoughts come out of verse 8 of this chapter. John tells them, as he tells them to walk in truth, he tells them to walk in love. Then he tells them, look to yourselves. In other words, he says, check yourself out. So our message this afternoon is? Simple. It's not hard. Amen. It's time to check yourself out. Now, it is kind of easy when we're judging others to check them out. But Jesus said, I don't want you to judge anybody else. I want you to judge yourself. And then Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, he said, examine yourself to see if you are
in the faith or not.
Now, in our society today, it's easy to look at just somebody else. But I encourage you this afternoon, check yourself out. Amen. Paul says, it's time for us in the church to keep under our bodies. He said, lest after we get everybody else saved, amen, because we do not walk in the truth and because we do not keep our body in subjection to the will and the word of God, he said, we will become cast away, which basically means you're unprofitable for the kingdom of God. He didn't say you're not still in the church. He didn't say you're not still walking in truth, but he said you're not profitable. Amen. In other words, God can't use you. Why can't God use you? Because you're telling everybody else what to do.
don't keep under your own body. Amen. So it's time to. Can we preach to each other? It's all to check yourself out. How many words is that?
Three.
So that's an easy thing for y'all to remember. So if I feel as though you're not with me when I do this, I want you to do what? Everybody say, I'm shy and bashful. That's right, we all say this. Amen. You know why? Because the most important thing that we can do this afternoon is be saved. It does us no good to come to church. Well, I don't care what church you go to, you don't have to come here. It does us no good to go to church. And it's not really real down on the inside. Amen. So when I check myself out, I got to check out a whole lot of things. Amen. You know, I'm not going to make you up a checklist, but you make up your own checklist. But some things that are key elements on the checklist is, am I faithful to church and God? Number one, well, why would that be number one? Because Jesus said, if you love me, you're supposed to do it with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your... But if you're not faithful to God and church, there's some things missing. So that has to be checklist number one. Now, if you can't get past number one, there's no use in writing the rest. You need to fix that first. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You got to fix that first. Jesus said, how can you say you love me and you don't keep my... I said, we're going to fix each other. All right? How can you say you love me and you don't keep my commandments? Well, Lord, I love you. I come to church. I don't miss services. But do you keep his commandments? Amen. So this afternoon, we need a checklist. Am I faithful to God and church? Do I pray like I ought to pray? Psalm says, blessed is the man that meditateth in his law day and night. If you're not blessed, where is his word? Are you doing it day and night? We're doing a wonderful spiritual checklist because we are checking ourselves out. You don't see some people, we don't have it in our church, and probably in most of the churches and visitors, you don't have it in your church. But you know, in some churches, some people are always checking everybody else out.
Right.
Y'all know those people?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, well, she or he or they should have done this, and they should have done that, and if I was them, no, it's time to check yourself out.
Right.
Amen, because the word of God lets us know that when we appear before God, I thank God that you don't have to give an answer for me. I might have to give an answer for a lot of you all because I'm going to watch them on the wall, but I'm glad you don't have to give an answer for me. Amen. Paul said, in checking myself out, it's time to work out your own salvation. Hallelujah. We're focusing on too much of the wrong things. Amen. Focusing on how high I can get as far as the status in life. Focusing on how much stuff I can get down here. I believe I heard Job said, naked came I. Glory. I said, naked came I. Nothing with you.
Yeah.
Amen. So the only thing that you're going to take from earth to glory is your soul. So why are we worried about all the secondary things, and the most important thing that we have is our soul. So Lord, I'm doing a checklist. And in my checklist, I'm not deciding to go to church because I don't like he and she and they. In my checklist, I'm checking me out. Amen. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 1. Somebody say, I wish you lost your voice like last week. Right? No, but you know what? We want to be saved. If you don't know what salvation is God freeing you of your sin and the penalty of sin, which is death. That's what salvation is all about. God frees you of the penalty of sin, and the penalty of sin is death. But we thank God for his great gift. For the gift of God is? That's what salvation is. Impossible. That person ain't real. Because if they're real, amen, the Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer. Hallelujah. So when things get hard, that friend is still there. Even in adversity, that friend is still there. But the imposter, amen, the stage actor, the spiritual pantomimer, will do everything right so everybody else can see. But God says, I see you. I understand what you're doing. He said, but unfortunately, because I'm God, I look beyond the outward expression and I see your heart. God said, I look down into the essence of things. I look down to where the real you is. God said, when I judge you, my people, I don't judge you based on your flesh, because ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's going back to the ground. Amen. But there's a part of us that's going to live on forever. So God said, I judge you based on the heart, because the center of your emotion is the heart and the soul. So God said, I can't judge that thing. So you can change. You know, in today's society, you can look one way today and a whole different way tomorrow. Amen. We can have short hair today and down to our feet tomorrow. Amen. We can have a small nose today and a big nose tomorrow. That's an imposter. No, that ain't an imposter. I shouldn't see that. Sorry, guys. I got to rewind. I take that back. I said, you just stepped off, though. But what I'm saying is, that's not really you. The true essence of us is what comes from the heart. Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You keep saying the same thing over and over and say, that's not really me. Jesus said, from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh. And we all have some bad days. We all mess up sometimes. But the mess up should not exceed the good things. When your mess ups far exceed the good that you're doing, that's a heart condition. That's a change that needs to come about. So he says, verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a It's an apostle. They're not real. The question that all of us have to ask ourselves today, spiritually, are you real? Are you a deceiver? Are you an apostle? Have you learned the church role acting? Have you learned to act church in church? But all those movie stars on TV, amen, though they may play a part on the movie, that's not them for real. Unfortunately, many of us have learned to play the part, but we have not yet learned to live the life. We can play the part, but we don't live the life. The life is no matter where I go or who I'm around, it's for God I live and for God I die. I said it's for God I live and for God I die. So even when I'm in an uncomfortable position, amen, even though it might be embarrassing and I have a forethought of what I want, and if I tell the truth, I just may not get it. So I won't tell a lie and I won't tell the truth. So I just go in between and try and mix it all up. We don't have, I'm talking about in the other churches. I'm just trying to show y'all what to look out for. Okay? We don't have that. Amen. But there are some people outside of these four walls. And when you do your checklist, if it applies to you, I can see this. Now, it's important that we judge who. When you judge yourself, do you walk in truth? Amen. Or are you one of those that like to be in the middle? if I tell the truth, I'm going to lose some stuff. Amen. And then some of us, this is what happens when you masquerade, or being a masquerado, or being an imposter or a stage actor. You live a lie so much that you can't be free. How can we live in hypocrisy and be free? When the word of God says, only the what? Truth shall make you free. Brothers, sisters, sisters, did you? I didn't do it quite that way, so I would say no. Only the truth will make you free. If you tell 99.99999% of the truth and leave out that 0.00000000001%, is it what?
Lie.
So I'm going to do what? Check myself. Amen, because it's more important that I'm right in the sight of God than anything. So John goes on to say, look to yourselves that we lose not the things which all the blessings, all the great miracles, all of the wonders that God has left, has given us in our life. He said, look to yourselves so that you do not lose those things. Well, how can you lose it? Well, we got saved, for we went down in the water, every sin we ever committed from the age of accountability, oh my God, washed it away. Then after he washed it away by us being baptized in Jesus' name, he said, now I got a clean vessel. The only way that this vessel can stay clean is I'm going to give them my Spirit, which will in turn lead and guide them into all truth. So what John is telling them is that now God has wrought some things in you. God has cleaned you up. God has put you on the street as Saul Paul said, called straight. Now that God has gotten you on the right path, he said, don't mess it up. Don't look to yourself. Don't lose what God has done for you. Well, how do you lose it? By not walking in the truth. God is a God in his word. And what I like so good about God, the Bible says God cannot, will not, and never will tell a lie. But he said, if you do this in my word, this is the penalty. So he said, well, God will make that exception because of who I am. God said, no, my word is my word. So if you don't live according to the standards of the truth in my word, then you reap the consequences. Salvation is way too important to keep playing with God. I said salvation. Hallelujah. When you think of salvation, you think of eternity. It's a place that you're going to reside or abide forever. It's too important to play games doing these temporary hypocrisy. It's too important to play games being a stage actor. It's too important to play games being a spiritual hypocrite. With God, it's time to be real. I'm going to tell you this. Before I judge any of you, I judge myself on a daily basis. And guess what? I judge myself and I repent every day because I make mistakes. I know a lot of y'all thought I don't. And said, no, said, most of us know you do. All right. I judge myself every day because I make mistakes. It's impossible that I can help you walk right and I wind up lost because I do not check myself out. Salvation. If you don't remember anything, salvation is too important. Salvation is so important
This is what Jesus said. What does it profit a man or a woman if they gain the world? What does it profit this afternoon? If you gain all that material stuff, if you get the status, if you get the house, if you get the car, if you get everything that you desire to have in life, but you lose your soul. Jesus said, if you don't understand it that way, then I'll put it another way. What can a man or woman give in exchange for your soul? Your soul. Not somebody else's soul, your soul. So this afternoon, as I'm checking myself out, I want to know, what can I give in exchange for my soul? Was the lie worth it? Amen. Was the hypocrisy worth it? Was faking the real thing worth it? Was all of that worth it when I'm going to wind up losing my soul? You know, hell is real. Anybody know hell is real? Some people say, hell is real. And I heard Jesus say, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not. You have a choice this afternoon. Amen. Nobody can make that choice for you but you. You must check yourself out and then work out your salvation. You have a choice. You have a choice. I can't make that choice for you. Amen. When we all appear before God, I can't appear for you. And you can't appear for me. But we all one day are going to have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. No charge. You can say God is here. Christ. So, yeah, but some people get mixed up. Oh, you know, cross of Christ is God. But that's we didn't come for that, right? You're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And the scripture says we appear before that judgment seat. You have to give an account for everything that's done in your body. Not somebody else's. It's not, this wasn't in the message, but can we go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12? I have another scripture. Let's go here real fast. You know why? I want to be saved. And I want you to be saved. We can't be saved if we don't live according to the truth of God's word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I think it's 11 of us. I think it's 12. Hold on. Yeah. Richie. Let's go to verse 9. We're going to solve verse 9. Actually, you know what? This is what I was just telling somebody this. Let's go to verse 1 first. Amen. Because I want you to be saved. If you don't remember anything else, I know he wants us to be saved. That's all that counts. I can't be saved for you, and you can't be saved for me. Verse 1 reads, remember now thy
Creator.
Remember thy Creator. In the days of your youth, when the evil days come not, neither the years draw nigh when thou say, I have no pleasure in them. But then he goes through this, something I'm going to teach it. He gives the whole breakdown from young age to old age, even to death. That's what verses 2 through verse 8 go through. But verse 9 reads, and moreover, because the preacher, he was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and said in order. You got to do it right. I said, I can do it my way. No, God has an order. And the scripture said, let everything be done how? The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was even God only knows the truth. This afternoon, God judges us based on the truth. No matter how you twist it to make yourself look good, God only recognizes truth. Let me explain to you why God only recognizes truth, and then we go to this. We have a preacher Bible class. Is that all right? Okay. The only reason God only recognizes truth, because who's the father of lies? The devil. John said he's the father of lies, for he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. So God can't recognize a lie because he's not the father of lies. God is the father of, the devil is the father of, so there's no in-between fathers. Amen. You're going to be the father of the truth or the father of a lie. So when I get in the middle, God only recognizes the truth. Do what you want, live how you please. God only recognizes the truth. And in the reverse, the devil recognizes and applauds and propagates every lie. So he says in 2 verse 11, the word of the wise are as gold and as nail fastened by the master assembly. Verse 12, and further by these, my son, be admonished. Of many, many books, there's no end. And much study is a weariness to the but Ecclesiastes was written by the preacher. It says he's the one? A preacher. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the only reason that God created every last one of us. The reason that you're here today. The reason that God has blessed you with your good health. The reason that God has blessed you to be in the position that you're in is for us to fear God and fear God and what? But this is the devil deceives so many in the church to think that our duty is something else. The whole duty of man is to fear God and for God. You can make whatever decision you make. You can choose because God gives us freedom to make choices. God does not make any of us do anything. Some people say, well, God, no, God doesn't. God, the first man and the woman, he said, you make a choice. Right. Even today, God gives us the freedom to make choices. Amen. So he said, for God shall bring, God shall bring, can we say that together? God's going to bring what?
Every work.
Everything you do. The way you live. God going to bring it into judgment. With? I know. It is late. It is up there. Okay. He's going to bring every work and then beyond the things that everybody else has seen, God goes further. He's going to do the thing that only he knows and you and somebody else. So he's going to bring every work. Work is what people see and know you do. God said, but because I'm God, I go a little bit further. I'm going to also judge the what? Secret things. What you said, what you had, where you had, that God says, I saw it. Nobody else saw it. Nobody else knew that thought in your mind. So it wasn't the word, but it was a secret. Nobody else saw you when you went out of town because the people didn't recognize you. So they didn't recognize your work. So for us, it's not a work, but it's a secret thing. When you were at work and you decided that I'm tired of doing the right thing and everybody else is messing up, so I'm gonna mess up too. We didn't see it. But God, secret things. The Bible says that there's gonna come a day when God is going to reveal the things that are seen as well as the things that are revealed as well as the things that are. He said, you did it in the closet, but I'm going to make this thing made known openly. The indictment against King David, I'm trying to get through with this. The indictment against King David, he connived, he covered up his adulterous affair with Bathsheba. Then he tried to cover up the murder with Uriah. But then God said, David, you are my anointed. You are a man after my own heart. I got to send somebody to correct you. Yes. He said, David, I know that when they bring your sins to light, you're going to do the right thing. He said, David, unfortunately, you forgot, but you're going towards hell and not towards heaven. So he said, if I permit you to continue to go in the way that you go, you're going to wind up lost. He said, so I'm going to send a man of God your way. Well, what's the purpose? Nathan, go find my King David, who's a man after my own heart, because he's on his way to hell, and I know his heart is right. So God sent Nathan to David. And you can read about it in 2 Samuel chapter 12 on your own time. But he said, you did this thing in secret. Hallelujah. You thought nobody else knew, and they didn't know David, but God knew. He said, you did it in secret, but God is going to make it known openly. Because when God judges, there's no hiding place. Amen. I know we came to church and shout. Well, we can shout. The devil shout. Amen. Yeah, the devil shout. The devil troubles. We still can't be saved. We want to be saved. Last verse, promise, go to Malachi chapter 3. We'll close here. Well, last part, he's going to bring everywhere the secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be what? Sometimes we do some good things in secret. God sees that. But he also sees the evil thing. Malachi chapter 3, this is the last verse. Go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 14, I believe it is, and we'll close here. God doesn't need spiritual imposters. Actually, it's verse, Malachi chapter 3, I don't want to read here. Cursed be the deceiver, the heaviness. No, I'm not. It's Malachi chapter 1. You're going to go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 14, not 3:14, 1:14. Okay. Well, I'm going to read 13. We can stand. This is to signify the last Bible school. Okay? Oh, I said, thank you, Jesus. Let me get out of here and get some dinner. Right? But let's go to verse 13 first. What we're saying is it's more important to live for God and be saved than anything else. Verse 13 reads, ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is. This is those that said, I've been in church all these years, I've been doing the right thing, I'm tired of doing what's right. So now I want to be like everybody else. I see that everybody in church don't live truthfully and uprightly, so I'm tired of living right because I'm watching everybody else instead of looking unto Jesus. So he says, and ye have left that in, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye bought that which was torn. And instead of giving God their best, that's why we have to check. Because my best may not be your best. But you know if you gave God 80, 90, or 100%. So it says they gave God that which was torn and that which was. In other words, it ain't no good for me, so I give it to God. I pray there's none of us.
and the sick. Thus he brought an offering. God says, everything that you've been giving me, should I accept it at your hand? Verse 14 reads, but cursed be the impostor. Cursed be the spiritual stage actor. Cursed be that individual that know they're not giving God their best. We all have faults. We all have failures. But God wants our best, not second best. Cursed be the deceiver which hath in his male, in his flock a male, and bow the sacrifice unto God. Something that is of no good. A corrupt thing. It really has no value. It doesn't, it's no good to me, so I just give it away. A corrupt thing. God said, for I am a, as the ministers come forward, the most important decision that we can make this afternoon is to be saved. You can't be saved if you don't first check yourself out. You must examine yourself tonight to find, this afternoon to find out if you're in the faith or not. You know, and God knows. And remember that God is not going to judge just the things that are seen and known, but when God judges, he's going to judge the secret things of our lives.